Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, have a listen to this.
I'm Vogue Williams, and since I was a kid, I've been obsessed by the supernatural.
I have spent my childhood terrified of banshees.
When she's not in Ibiza steaming her hoo-ha, she's going around to Ireland chasing ghosts. Is there anything she can't do? Vogue Williams is coming to our screens very, very soon in Spooked Ireland. Woo! On the digital channel, really. I can't wait for this because I love this kind of stuff. But did she love making it? Let's find out. Vogue!
Good morning.
How are you?
What an intro. I loved it so much.
How is your hoo-ha these days? How is
my
the hoo-ha?
My hoo-ha feels fantastic. I have to say, it was very much worth steaming it.
Good.
And I would suggest you do the same. You'll love it.
Really? Would you recommend a steam of the hoo-ha? I heard it's all the Kardashians are at it as well.
Do you know what? If you were bothered to really go to the effort of doing it, it was quite nice, okay. I have to admit. But would I be bothered again? Probably not.
No, probably not. I can't believe you did something like this, because you did say in it that you've always been interested in the supernatural and all that kind of stuff. Did this solidify your beliefs? Did it, you know, are you a believer now in the supernatural and ghosts?
I would. Do you know what? I still am looking to find like a ghost myself. But I have to say, every time I went home from doing that show, I was so terrified. I used to sleep with the lights on in the hotel room and just be like, please God, just let me go home. I hate it so much because so much weird stuff happened. Like, I think maybe you're somebody who sees ghosts and other people just don't. I just don't see them.
Yeah.
But other people seem to have. And the guy that we were with, he's clairvoyant and stuff like that. And it was kind of amazing watching him and the stuff that he sees, and like, It was wild, but like, I don't think I'd want to do it again. I was too scared after it.
No, you wouldn't want to be doing that again. No, no, no. Now, you said you were dying to get home. Where is home? I mean, I read that you sold your house in Howth. Is that true? Have you cut ties with the island now?
Well, I most definitely haven't cut ties. There is a sale agreed sign outside my house at the moment, but we're still going through everything. So fingers crossed that goes through.
Okay.
But no, it's actually to spend more time here. So, I'm looking at somewhere else around the area. You know yourself, I'd never leave Howth.
I know, you're always banging on about it. How does Spencer feel about Ireland? He obviously doesn't have the same love for you, but does he enjoy coming back here? What does he like, what does he not like?
He does like coming back. We're back at the moment, obviously we're doing shows in the Olympia at the moment. And he's really enjoying it. Like, we went on a little cliff walk. Like, it's lovely, he can't not like it. It's such a difference to London. It's a slower pace of life. It's like, I just feel more relaxed back here, and it's nice to have the contrast of the two.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever move back full time. I'd love to think that we would be able to, because I just love it here so much. I just love everything about it. I miss home a lot, I have to say.
But you're home quite often, so at least you get your little your little dose of Ireland.
I get my fixes.
Let's talk about, you just mentioned you're doing your live show there, flat out doing live shows. And podcasts and everything else, and being a mother to your three gorgeous kids, and so much going on. But the live shows, that big production, especially with Joanne, how did you adjust to that? Was that a big change? Were you nervous going out first of all? And has the show developed over time, would you say?
But mine and Joanne's show, like, it's definitely developed a lot, but it was the same with mine and Sven's show. You start out with something that you think you're going to do, and we did like three previews in Soho Theatre, which is like 100 people, so you're basically like practicing your show on people to see what works and what doesn't work, and then you eventually put a show together that you're really proud of. And Joanne, like, I suppose with her, starting it with her made it easier for me, because she's had so much stage time now that, so it was just, I knew that if I went on stage and said absolutely nothing, I'd be fine, because she'd be able to cover me. But I suppose working with somebody like that, you learn so much quicker. And then I did my first proper stage show with Spenny last night, and he's just so mad about the attention that he loves it, and he absolutely flew off stage. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, are you nervous, baby? He's like, no, I can't wait to get out there.
Do you think there's a thing that you can spend too much time with your other half? Like, I love when Leo goes away for work. I relish. I love those moments because we're together so long. You seem to be together quite, like, all the time. Does that ever get a bit, you know... much?
Do you know what? No, I have to say, like, Spenny's just been away for 2 weeks for work, and like, it was difficult because obviously you're kind of picking up the slack of the whole house and stuff like that. But no, we do spend like decent amount of times apart, and like, we have separate friends as well. And I think that's really important. We love spending loads of time together. We just do. Like, I'm one of those people that just, I never want to be on my own ever. Which is probably annoying for like Joanne, who likes to be on her own sometimes. So I'm just like, we're sharing a dressing room. but with Benny, no, we do. We spend some time apart. It's important to do that. It's important to have your own friends and stuff like that.
What is the secret to your relationship? Because you, from your podcasts and your live shows, which people have seen, you're very solid, Vogue. I have to say, and I don't say this lightly, but almost inspiring, as cringy as that sounds. So I'm going to ask you, what is the secret to your relationship?
Listen, don't be inspired. We all have our fights. I just don't put them on social media. I had a go at them this morning. It's grand.
Okay, you're normal.
It's not. We all have our fights. We're just like everybody else. But we genuinely just enjoy each other's company, and we just really like spending like time together and just doing this. We're interested in the same things. We both like doing sports. We both like playing tennis. So it's kind of just like our interests are just intertwined. So it's fun to go and do that kind of stuff together.
And we all know he's sober and he doesn't drink. Has he inspired you to, I know you don't drink that much, but would he inspire you to be sober, curious and you know, more into a sober lifestyle?
Well, I had a very unsober weekend last weekend with Joanne. Because
balance.
We were doing our Apollo.
It's all about balance.
We were doing the balance was way off last weekend, and I felt so awful until yesterday that I was like, I'm never drinking again because I'm not really able for it. I get the fear really easily, and it just I try and not drink too often. Like, I don't mind drinking every couple of weeks, but it's not that like I love like the feeling of like drinking with my friends. I actually just don't like the taste of it. I've never liked the taste of alcohol. So it kind of works well for me that like I'd never think of going home and be like, I'm going to have a glass of wine, because that's like, I'd rather go home and have a glass of milk. And that's genuinely what I would prefer to do. So it's like,
okay,
my
that
superpower
is odd.
In a way.
That is very, very odd. I do love the taste of wine. That's
night.
My problem. Come here. Back to this, the spooky show. You're not only doing the VO for it, you're actually in the middle of it, just to let people know. I'm just going to play a clip of you. I think you're in Offaly.
This is way beyond what I'm used to. And I'm starting to get really worried for Chris's safety.
Can't break.
Please.
Will you come into this house?
Be honest with me, right? Did you want to laugh in his face when, and then you got like, how, like, Chris is in front of you, he starts shaking. What's your initial reaction there?
It was the first time I'd met him. I was kind of like, you know, when you're like, you kind of want to help somebody, but you don't know them. So I was like, kind of touching his shoulder, like, are you okay? I didn't know what to do. I was just like, that was really weird.
Yeah,
so
it sounds weird.
I kind of didn't know what to do. Yeah, it's like, it's amazing to see it in the show, but like, Chris is, he's unlike anyone I've ever met in my whole life. Like, really nice guy, but very in touch with the other side. And that was actually when a spirit had taken over his body. So I didn't know what to, like, what do you do in that case? I kind of didn't know what to do. So I was like, no. It's okay there, buddy.
Maybe there's some, it's like, it's, yeah, I don't, I would laugh, I think. I think that's what I would do. I think I would laugh as a nervous response.
That was my nervous response to a lot of it, because when I'm really frightened, I'll laugh. Oh, and I don't know why. And I only realized that when I was doing the show. So I was just like, when something would really scare me, I'd start laughing because I was just so uncomfortable. And I might have had a little giggle there, but I was trying to hold it in because I didn't know him.
Yes, you didn't know. Would have been, he would have thought you were cruel. What location got you the most?
I would say Leith Castle was kind of terrifying. But you know what's really funny? You can go to these places yourself, and learning all the history around all the places that we went to was amazing. And just seeing, like, Ireland looks so incredible in the show. And we were down in Achill, which is just gorgeous. And I left the places obviously being completely terrified, but they were so beautiful. And looking back on the show and being able to see Ireland, like, looking that amazing, it was a really fun project to be a part of.
Well, listen, people can't get enough of you. Spooked Ireland is going to be on digital channel, really. You're doing live shows with Spencer, with Joanne, the podcast. You're doing so much. I'm getting so many texts in. And people just want to know one thing, right? How in the fuck do you do it all?
It sounds like I'm doing a lot, and it is quite a lot. Like I'm very busy during the week, but a lot of the things that I do have been going on for like a year. Like I'm working on something now, and I started working on it 3 months ago, but nobody will ever see it.
I know, by your hair.
November of next year.
I spotted with your hair. I said, "Well, she has her hair short now, and her hair's long like that." She's the stand-up. Like I know, I can tell. Like I'm very observant.
That kind of happens daily though with the hair. I'm like, I'm bored now. I'll get more stenos in.
But do you have a lot of help? You must have people that help. I know your sister's always on your Instagram and your family. Do people genuinely help you out? You know, when you're going through a really busy period. I know it's not all the time you take your downtime, but do you have help?
Do you know what? I always have been really honest about it. Like, I have a nanny at home that like helps with the kids, because when I'm away for the next 3 days. So like Spenny's mom is staying the night, and then we have a nanny during the day to help out. But yeah, of course I need that, because I can't go out and work if I don't have somebody there to help with the kids. Unfortunately, I can't leave them there on their own. They don't like that. So I have that, and then my manager's great. Like, they really organize my diary really well, and like they set everything up for me for the day that I have to do, and then I just know what I'm doing during the day, and I like that kind of organization.
Amazing. Okay, so what's the dream? What are your goals now for the next year? What do you really want to do, and what's happening?
Well, I'm working on more TV projects. Joanne and I are going on tour in Australia. We'll probably go on tour in a few more places. We're kind of working on our show for the three arenas, because we're doing five arenas. And then Spenny and I are going to hopefully be going doing more shows in Ireland. And then we've got our UK shows up. And then I've got a little couple of secret projects in the background that you'll hopefully hear about by the end of next year.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck. Thanks for taking the call, and I'll chat to you
soon.
Thanks, love. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. That is Vogue. Spooked Ireland is coming to a screen near you very, very soon, from the 29th September. It's on, really. Perfect timing, coming up to Halloween, all that kind of stuff.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.